Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You're doing dishes.
Have I ever?
No, when?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, have you ever heard of this thing called dishes?
Have you ever done dishes before?
I have.
I need some help here. How does this... when you do dishes, do you take your watch off?
Ooh, I don't.
I don't either, and I'm just now noticing it. Shannon made a really good tortellini soup Monday night.
Uh-huh.
And like any good Iowan, I let the pot soak.
You have to let it soak.
And we've got like really fancy stuff, like you can only hand wash it.
Uh-huh, it doesn't go in the dishwasher.
Finally got to it when I got home from work last night.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm giving it a good scrub right hand, a good scrub left hand. And now I'm noticing I have some soup remnant.
You have tortellini soup on your...
tortellini soup on my watch.
What time is it? Well, tortellini soup o'clock.
It's a mixture of tortellini and some spicy sausage and a little bit of tomato. I'm like, what is... There's just like a crust on the corner. I'm like, what is that?
It's my left hand, so I don't usually get that involved. I'm more of a right-handed person.
Totally.
So
I think probably just at the... I don't think that hand was... digging in there.
Yeah.
But you got to position the pot and, you know, like soup pots are big.
I'll always take ring off. Like if I have jewelry.
Oh, I don't even think about that.
If I have jewelry, I take the jewelry off. But the watch, since it's an Apple Watch, I don't know. I always feel like, it's fine. If I'm not fully submerging it.
If I could scuba dive in this thing, I could also do dishes.
Exactly. I'll just tell it I'm swimming. It'll be fun.
I'll get an exercise ring.
I'll close my exercise ring.
Dishes should be on your exercise ring.
That should be on
there. Vacuuming should be on there.
If you are doing the dishes. By hand, absolutely that should count
as
exercise.
That's cardio.
Yeah.
That's using your body parts.
Yeah.
Right?
If you had a lower body injury, that's the only way you could get exercise rings closed,
right? Yeah, thanks for the comparison.
Moving your arms.
If you had a lower body, if you were stuck in a chair for a while.
Have you ever had like a boot or something? I've worn a boot several times in my adult life, and trying to get exercise in when you're in a walking boot.
I tell you, I sprained my ankle running stairs in high school.
No.
For the golf team.
Oh, yeah.
For the golf team.
I had to do that too. I was like, this is very suspect. I don't think we should have to do this.
It was February. We would like shag balls in the gym because they had net set up. And like, okay, go run stairs. Like, why?
No one's chasing us. Why?
It's golf. You walk. Let's start with that. And also, there's no time limit.
No.
You just play. If we're going to simulate it, we should have been carrying our clubs.
That would be harder.
So last set of stairs, I'm going two at a time, and I come down on it. And yeah, I had to wear a boot.
It's ridiculous that you were in golf doing stairs.
Yes.
And then it's ridiculous that you hurt yourself running stairs in golf.
And then, this is the truest definition to insult to injury. No, probably about 4 days after I got, you know, because you're crutching up and down. My school doesn't have an elevator. It's a 3-story high school. At one point, I didn't get released early enough to beat the rush, and I lost my footing, and I think I sprained my other ankle worse.
No.
But just had to go with it. Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
No.
I know.
And like crutches, like thank goodness you have the crutch, but also then it starts to like hurt your arms.
And navigating, you know, stairs with crutches.
Mm-hmm.
And those are those travertine high school stairs, right? Has a little polish to them.
Gotta keep them nice and waxed.
No kidding. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's an upper body workout, doing dishes.
Agreed.
Totally get it.
So yeah. Dishes.
I'm just going to have to really like wash this face because it's got crud everywhere.
It's like my phone. I don't think about it often enough, but it does need to be sanitized.
It's everywhere.
It's gross.
Agreed. But the good news is the pot is clean.
The pot is clean, everybody.
And the soup was so good.
The soup was good. The pot is clean. The watch is a little dirty, but we'll take care of it. And Butterball, the turkey people.
Setting up the hotline again?
Well, they're giving us their annual Thanksgiving report.
Is this where they measure how much things cost?
Not so much.
So I'm 0-for-2 on my guessing of the story.
Wrong. How about I just tell you? Do you want to just hear it?
Do you want me to guess more things?
They're taking stock in like, how is Thanksgiving going to go down? What's it going to look like? They're polling people. Like, how many people did you invite?
Okay, I see
how many
you're
people
saying.
Coming over? It's all about hosting because whoever hosts does the turkey, right?
On a rotating basis, because it's usually either we host or Greg and Maria host, it's about an 8 to 12 person meal.
You're right in there.
Really?
The average Thanksgiving will have 9 people at it.
Okay.
So that makes total sense. Hosting can be stressful. Only a third of hosts say that they feel confident and calm going into actual hosting. But just like you were saying, like, you got to clean. It's not just the cooking. It's the cleaning and making sure everything's ready. And
that needs to be split up, because there are two hosts at a Thanksgiving. The person who's in the kitchen is hosting, but is also cooking.
Yes, they're the chef.
I love hosting.
Yeah.
My job is bartending.
See, that's great.
Maintain a fire, make some cocktails, point out where the appetizers are. Like, that's not stressful. Meanwhile, there's like, you are a short order cook back there.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a lot more stressful.
That is a stressful time. It's like those, it's like the bear.
It's totally like the bear.
Yes, chef.
Fire up.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why 1 in 5 is a potluck Thanksgiving, which I always appreciate.
Oh, sure. I've done those before.
A Friendsgiving or something kind of takes the pressure off that host. And Butterball also wanting to let people know that they've got some special Thanksgiving hosting pants for sale.
Pants?
Pants. You know, comfy pants. You want a stretchy waistband.
Yes, I get it.
But these comfy pants, bright blue, just like the Butterball logo, also come with a special pocket. And that pocket has space for things like spoons and whisks. So you can have them right there and you grab them and stir.
It's carpenter shorts meets Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right? Or
meets
carpenter
sweat
pants?
Sweatpants.
Yes, a little bit.
Meets a baggy sweatpant with a turkey theme.
Seems very appropriate.
It's appropriate. If you're hosting Thanksgiving, you want to be comfy and also
and have utility.
Utilize your tools.
You're like Thanksgiving Batman.
Butterballs, gotcha.
You're Butterball Man.
Butterball Man.
Butterball Man. I am Butterball Man. I'm comfy. I'm prepared.
Yeah.
And eventually I'll be tired from having too much turkey.
Tryptophan, man.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm guessing in about the next 20 minutes, maybe 30, I'm going to get a text. And it's just going to say this. I stepped on this in the bathroom, the previous photo.
What?
The last thing I do before I leave the bathroom is take my vitamins.
Sure.
My man multivitamins.
Are you a gummy multivitamin
I'm
or are
gummy.
You like a horse pill?
Oh, no, they're gummies.
Okay.
Yep.
Good for you.
And they come in a variety of flavors, colors. And this particular, and you remember, I'm a little weird. I take 2 and they have to be the same color.
Yeah, that is so weird.
It's not weird. It's normal.
So weird.
So I go to pop my vitamins.
Yeah.
And I go,
are they called vitamins?
I should call them vitamins.
Men's vitamins?
Vitamins. One goes in and one goes on the floor. The color of this particular flavor is the exact same color as the vinyl tile on our bathroom floor.
Mm-mm.
I'm on my hands and knees for a good 2-3 minutes. I cannot find it.
It's just lost.
There's a stray vitamin. Somewhere on the floor of my bathroom this morning, and because of the way the world works, Shannon's just going to blindly walk in.
Yeah.
And is probably going to step right on it.
Come on, Eric.
And I will have to then defend that I looked high and low, low and low, trying to find it this morning. Also, while I'm on my hands and knees, I'm considering at what point am I searching too long that I'm going to eat it or not eat it.
You're past it. If you're on hands and knees, it's too far past.
Because I am now also only on one vitamin today. I've only had one.
You didn't pick another one out of
the
bottle?
No, because it's going to disrupt the pairs. I have to have a pair of vitamins.
You're crazy.
Stop it. I am not. I am specific. There's
wow.
a difference.
Wow.
So, mystery in the bathroom this morning that Shannon will...
Good luck, Shannon Hansen.
See if she finds it. I'm dumbfounded. I do not know where it went. No idea.
Is there a chance of bouncing?
Well, I felt like I heard a vitamin, because it's rubbery.
A gummy, yeah.
Yeah. I looked under the sink area. I looked back by the tub.
Did it bounce and it like went on a low shelf or?
It bounced. That's not a basketball.
It bounced and it affixed itself.
Boing.
Boing.
A boing. It's like those things you used to throw at the wall and crawl.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it stuck to the leg of the...
Your Vitaman is going to be stuck to a towel.
My bathroom basin.
How did this happen?
And then we won't know it for a month. And then one night we'll just hear clunk. It just falls to the floor.
Yes. Finally.
Yes. My other vitamin.
I told you as soon as I walked in the door this morning that I feel like things are a little bit off. Things are a little bit weird.
I noticed that today too.
part of it is, and I knew that this was coming because I so appreciate when there's going to be construction, when they put up a sign to let you know.
Yeah.
And I saw the sign.
Are you suggesting the sign that, hey, we're going to start on this project in a couple of days?
Yes.
Sign?
Okay. Starting on this date.
Yes.
Which was today.
The digital sign.
11-5. Yeah. We're going to be tearing up this street and you know, you can't go through here. Which I thought, fine, because technically the part of the street that I use, not affected. The sign goes like further to the north.
Right.
I turn at that point and I don't even use that part of the street. So I'm like, okay, I know that there's construction, but I'm fine. But Eric, they tore up the other side of the sign. The way that signs work is you drive toward it, you read the message, and everything beyond is affected, right?
That is actually a transportation rule. So when you know where your exit is and your speed limit starts at the sign.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's how signs work.
And this sign was deeper into the construction zone than it should have been.
The sign was past the construction. It completely missed the part that was being constructed. You messed up. You had like a block. This sign should have been.
They were a block off?
Further south. Yes. You tore up more street than you said you were going to. You lied, sign.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Flyway City, North Liberty, and Coralville all said yes. Cedar Rapids said no. The local option sales tax passed in Johnson County's three biggest cities, while the $117 million bond initiative for Cedar Rapids schools missed by less than 1%.
Whoa.
0.7.
That's close.
I've seen conflicting results, but we'll put it at 59.3% to 40.7. You need 60% on a bond initiative. If I did my math correctly, about 1,600 votes in the other direction would have passed that thing. Tiffany O'Donnell was reelected to her second term in Cedar Rapids. There's going to be a runoff for mayor in Waterloo. Let's go over to the sports short side. Talk Hawkeye football for a second. The Iowa football team is now a contender for the college football playoff. The first rankings of the season were released last night. Iowa comes in at number 20.
Really?
The top 12 teams will face off after the regular season using a series of home games and bowl games to determine the college football champion. Now, Iowa plays Oregon. Oregon is number 9.
Okay.
So if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, they're in, we're out. If Iowa knocks off Oregon.
Do we become number 9?
We'll go to 9.
Oh, come on.
Work our way up the system. We got a couple hard ones ahead. Oregon's going to be difficult. USC's on the road. Mm-hmm. They're also ranked. Nebraska's always tough. That's on the road. I will point out that I was listening to our brother station, KGYM, yesterday, Spencer on Sports, and it was sometime in the afternoon he brought up, we're right about the same time, and I forget how many years removed from the Iowa-Ohio State game,
Woodshed, Iowa,
where it messed, regardless of how Iowa finished that year, it just messed up all of the college football rankings. Could it be another one of those?
That'd be great.
Just asking that question.
That would be so great.
CBS 2:30, Iowa, Oregon, Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, live, Iowa City, 9 o'clock, doors at 7:30, the old Capitol building, and I'm getting conflicting reports, but I believe the Big Ten Network's pregame show will also be in Kinnick, and usually when they do their show, they are at the Krause Family Plaza. So basically everybody but ESPN is coming to town on Saturday. That's how big this is all setting up for Iowa, Oregon coming up on Saturday. What's got us feeling all right, and we will continue to shout from the radio mountaintop. If you are collecting food as we try to navigate SNAP benefits and food insecurity, we'll give you a shout out. Waterloo Burger Spot, Big Head Burger, has initiated burgers that give back.
How's it work?
They will take donations, and in exchange, we'll give you a couple bucks off through a coupon. Now through January, everything collected there is going to go to the Northeast Iowa Food Bank. We spend a lot of time in the HACAP region. Into Johnson County with Community Crisis Services. So let's go north, Blackhawk County, the Northeast Iowa Food Bank. One spot you can make food donations is to the Big Head Burger location in Waterloo. And a nice reminder, because we got this from everybody we talked to yesterday, here's the best stuff you can donate. And maybe things you don't consider for your own house. Canned protein, right? Tuna, chicken, salmon, peanut butter for sure. Nutrient-rich foods, canned fruits and vegetables, rice, cereal, pasta, soups, chilies, stews, personal care, toilet paper, which even if SNAP was working, is not a SNAP
item. It's not
item.
Covered, yeah.
bar soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes. So wherever you can make those donations, and you're seeing these pop up everywhere, but we wanted to shout out Burgers That Give Back, Big Head Burger in Waterloo, another location to drop off those items.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Tom Brady is sharing some interesting news. Sadly, his dog, Lua, died in 2023, but her spirit lives on in a new dog named Junie.
Her DNA lives on.
Yeah. Not the child of Lua. Junie is her clone.
How do you do that?
He worked with a company called Colossal Biosciences. He's an investor in the company.
Remember that name. They're going to take over the world.
I know, right? This sounds...
Is this the company that wants to bring back dodos and mammoths?
I don't know if it's the same one, but they do talk about possible saving animals from extinction. Tom Brady said that he loves animals. They moved the world to his family, and he worked with them through non-invasive cloning technology, a simple blood draw to take their family's elderly dog before she passed and clone the dog. He said he's very excited about how the technology can help families with beloved pets, but also saving endangered species. So I don't know if it's bringing an animal back or just helping those in that are endangered.
I mean, you got some pet cemetery going on here. You got some Jurassic Park going on here.
A little bit. I know. I'm like, it's just a little weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It was a rough summer for Sydney Sweeney when that American Eagle jeans ad came out and created a splash, but maybe not in the way that they intended. Sydney Sweeney had a lot of negative comments about the ad, and she didn't really say anything until now. She, as you said, she's out promoting a movie, so you kind of have to speak to it. She had an interview with GQ magazine and said, "I did the jean ad." And I mean, the reaction definitely was a surprise, but I love jeans. All I wear are jeans. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt every day of my life. She didn't hear a lot of the chatter about it, actually, in real life. She said she doesn't have her phone with her at all times. She's filming Euphoria right now, so she's working 16-hour days, and you're not allowed to have your phone on set. So she's like, when I'm at work, I focus on work. I go home. I go to sleep. I really didn't see a lot of it.
I still think... The comment, "I love jeans, I wear them all the time," actually seems kind of airheady. Who cares about that?
I know. Of course, we all wear jeans.
More of the lines of, "I was a model in a photo shoot."
Yes.
"I didn't do the creative.
I didn't write it.
I didn't approve it." Like,
nope.
I approved the use of my image, and mm-hmm. that was it, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I got paid,
yeah.
right?
Which is
I don't have a say in the campaign.
She follows it up with, she's like, "I believe that I'm not here to tell people what to think. I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear what I have to say, but I know who I am. I know that I have value. I know that I'm a kind person, so I don't really let other people define who I am."
Remind me, did she say anything when this whole thing blew
up? Nothing. Nothing.
Not even just a simple, "Dude, chill out. It's about pants.
Conversation all over the place, including even like the president and the vice president
yes.
got involved with their comments as well. So it's like it became kind of a hot button issue for a while, but she never said anything. So this is her first time speaking about it. It's got to be a hard day in the office when the folks over at Kids Bop get a new song, super, super popular, but how are you going to make it appropriate for kids? Sabrina Carpenter, I think she challenges them a lot, but her new song, Tears, is intentionally funny, comical, but totally, totally dirty. What? I don't really want my kids singing that. Kids Bop, how can you help? Fixed.
Do you have the actual lyrics there?
Yeah.
How's it go?
"I just smile at the thought of you being a responsible guy, treating me like you're supposed to do, tears fall from my eyes."
Oh, those are good lyrics.
Yeah. Easily, easily fixed. Whew, that was a close one. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A segment we call Punchline News.
The time has arrived. Time to swap the news stories that we have punched up just a little bit with a fun little punchline ending.
You've seen this before. They do this all the time on Weekend Update. Usually it's about the time they go into the Christmas break or going into the summer break. It's kind of a gift for the viewer. I kind of feel like Seth Meyers does this too. He lets his staff write punchlines for him and he doesn't know the stories.
Mm-hmm.
But because they wrote it, he can read it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's safe. You trust me, right?
I trust you.
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
No.
I just worry. It's a fun story. Regardless of the punchline, I love my story.
I do too.
Okay.
I love the story. I regardless of the punchline. Yes.
All right. So are you ready to swap stories?
Here's mine.
Here's mine. Okay. Don't look at it. I'm handing it to you upside down.
Upside down.
Yes. Upside downsies.
Okay. Upside downsies.
Do you want me to go first?
After you. Yes.
Okay. This is Morning Scramble Punchline News with Dance and Eric Hansen. A drunk man called emergency services in a small town in Germany, telling the operator that he did not know where he was. Mm. Based on preliminary investigations, police said that the man appeared to have fallen out of a pub window, possibly as a result of his alcohol intake.
You think?
And into the interior yard of the butcher shop next door. He subsequently gained entrance to the store, consumed several sausages, and then called police for help. Authorities say, yeah, this guy is the worst. Punchline News!
Well done. Well done.
This guy is the worst. Yes, the worst.
Yes?
Are you ready for your Punchline News, Claire?
Hit me. Studying the wrong ancient Roman ruler gets Australian high school seniors out of a history exam. Teachers at 9 high schools in northeastern Australia discovered days before an ancient history exam that they had mistakenly taught their students about the wrong Roman ruler, Augustus Caesar, instead of his predecessor, Julius Caesar. The students in Queensland ended up being exempt from a statewide exam last Wednesday while the federal education minister investigated. Had the test taken place, it would amount to 25% of the students' grades for the year. In related news, an investigation has been opened looking into 9 elementary school cafeterias in the same region for mistakenly serving literal versions of popular food, including actual pigs in blankets, ants on logs, and S on a shingle.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
A lot of families waking up this morning and very thankful that their school offers breakfast, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a little bare on the dinner table tonight. That's the reality we face all the time in our area. I think more families than we care to even talk about have food insecurity. And we've doubled down on the problem because SNAP benefits, even after I think a tweet I now saw yesterday, are still up in the air.
It's a confusing time, and it makes it hard for families just to go to the grocery store and get the food that they need to feed their families. So they're going to be turning to a lot of our local organizations. And luckily, those food banks and resources are there to help. But those places also need our support at this time, too. We had an opportunity to speak with several different organizations yesterday, spending a little time speaking with Kim Guardado from HACAP.
We had some inkling that this was going to happen with the shutdown. So we started ordering food weeks ago to be able to have more food. But I think we all need to be honest about the current situation and that for every meal that we provide or one of our partners, SNAP provides 9 meals.
That was a sobering statistic.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize how much more, you know, bang for your buck, basically, that they could get in terms of that. But that was new information to both of us.
Really opened our eyes. She also shared the 50,000 plus people in our area that are just food insecure without the SNAP crisis on top of that.
Right.
So that was our conversation with HACAP. Then Raymond Seidel, who is a part of Together We Achieve, that name may sound familiar. They actually came up out of the derecho as a way to help the community when it was more like a tool trade or we got dog food. But they now have a full-time food pantry just close to our offices on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, he was like, the need didn't dissipate after the derecho. It was like the time kept passing and the need was still there in our community. And luckily, they are still there and providing more meals now than ever.
For anybody in need, we are low barrier access pantry, no income requirements, no ID requirements. So we just want to make sure that those in our community that are struggling with food have access to it.
So it's great that we know that he provides those services. I also really appreciated the types. He got very specific on the types of food if you're making a donation, which would be really helpful.
Yeah. So always focus on those canned protein or alternative protein options like peanut butter, nuts, those types of things. We want to make sure that we're providing sustainable food and things that can get people through. Boxed meals, pasta go a long way. Typically can make a couple of meals out of that. So those are some of the places that I would focus. Also, don't forget your easy to open cans as well as easy to prepare meals for the kiddos, like Easy Mac and things like that.
the easy to open cans is a thing that I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't consider that. You might not have a can opener, and then that becomes completely useless, right?
So pop top style.
Pop top can, yeah.
So that was focusing primarily on HACAP's service territory, which is quite broad. Together we achieved primarily Cedar Rapids focused. Then we had Julia come in from Community Crisis Services. Their geographic footprint is primarily Johnson County and Iowa City.
Yeah, but they serve a lot of people. She said that it's kind of a domino effect. It's not just food insecurity at first. There's a number of different services that they also offer.
Not just food bank, but we also have financial support services. So we can do rent, utility assistance, security deposit assistance. We help folks get IDs, birth certificates, work and education enabling items. Like if you're going to school and you need a laptop, we can help you get a laptop. We have a generous donor that provides funding for veterinary assistance. If you have a pet that has a medical emergency come up and you can't afford that, that can be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And those pets are babies too.
Right.
So we want to be able to provide holistic services for our clients, because if you're facing food insecurity, you're also struggling with financials, and that's bound to take a toll on your mental health as well. So we want to provide, you know, the entire gamut of crisis services.
So for starters, a big thank you to Raymond, to Kim, also to Julia coming in on behalf of HACAP, Together We Achieve, as well as Community Crisis Services. We have links to all three of those organizations. If you go to the Z102.9 Facebook page, you got to scroll down a few posts. It's been a day since we had them on, mm-hmm. but we've got links there. Also, the full interviews will be part of the Morning Scramble podcast from yesterday, which lives in the Z102.9 app. Now, if you have the ability personally or professionally, we'd love some help. They'd love some help.
They would love help. And it's really easy to do. We spoke to each of these organizations and they're like, if you want to do a food drive within your own office, go ahead, do it. No one is going to turn away your generous donations at this point. Monetary donations, they're able to get things at cost. They're able to do a bigger bang for your buck. If you're able to support them financially, please do that. And if you just want to volunteer your time, just walk in. A lot of times these places, they need volunteers. They don't necessarily have time to answer the phone. So just walk in and offer your help and they'll gladly take you.
Doing what we can to lift up our own community. We appreciate again everybody's help, and big thanks to HACAP, to Together We Achieve, and Community Crisis Services for coming on the Morning Scramble yesterday.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Don't tell me it's too soon to say happy holidays. I saw pictures on Monday from One Shot Weekends. You put some trees up.
Multiple trees popping up in our One Shot Weekends. People are just kind of excited in the spirit. And I know we're getting excited. So excited, because we are going to take a hold of the holiday shopping and make it a celebration of shopping small.
So if you look at the Thanksgiving week, you've got Thanksgiving on the Thursday, Black Friday, which is the big retail shop. But Saturday has been designated or set aside for Shop Small Saturday. It's a small business day of celebration. So that was really our inspiration for something we're calling Morning Scramble Favorite Things.
There are so many really great shops in our area, and particularly in the community of Marion, where Eric hopes to retire one day.
I want a room just looking over the new rail depot and the ice skating rink.
Yes, exactly.
Is that possible?
They've got a lot of great little shops. I know that I've found several really great gifts for people just by shopping small in each of one of those locations. So we're taking some of our favorite things and giving them away to all of our live audience members at a live show coming up on Tuesday, November 25th.
Yep. So we have reserved both of those classrooms on the lower level at the Marion Public Library. It is an invitation-only show. I think that's the first thing to make sure everybody understands, where we will invite four mystery companies to the stage. Everybody in the audience is going to get something from every one of those companies.
And we get to do the Oprah thing where it's like, you get a this, you get a that, you get a this.
You all get a this
or
that.
Everybody's getting this.
Plus, all of those companies are local, small. So we're going to talk them up to go shopping on Saturday. They're providing some nice door prizes as well. We've got a we're working on a food provider, so there's some breakfast. It's going to be a fun, full morning. We don't need you all 4 hours. We'll ask you to be there about 90 minutes to a couple of hours so you can kind of get into your day. But hopefully you've got a few days off that week, because it is going right into Thanksgiving and right into Small Business Saturday.
You know, make time so you can come away with big prizes.
I tell you what, just put it on your calendar now. It is on Tuesday, the 25th of November. Only way to go is to win your way in. We'll have ticket details starting next week. And we could not have done this, not only without the help of the Marion Public Library, the Marion Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, my gosh.
City of Marion, Medco, and Uptown Marion, known locally as Team Marion. They're making this whole thing possible.
Yes, thanks to them. Our favorite things coming your way Tuesday, November 25th.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.